And good morning and good afternoon, everyone. This is Phyllis Pricer, your hostess for the Higher Dimensions. And we have back this week Maureen McGill, who we had so much fun with last week, including getting a call from Paris, France, which we just loved. And we're hoping that we'll get callers in again. Welcome, Maureen.
Good morning, Phyllis.
How are you doing today?
It's still morning on the West Coast, you know.
I know. And on the East Coast, we're well into the afternoon. We've launched into the afternoon on a kind of a cloudy day. But, hey, if it could be worse. It could be pouring rain or something.
There you go. We have a cloud-filled morning that's supposed to break off to a great week of beautiful weather. So we're ready.
Oh, you're right. Well, you're ready for the sun any day of the week, am I right?
Any day.
Well, we kind of like cloud cover over here because it could get very, very muggy. You know, Washington, D.C. is built on drained swampland, which may explain some of our peculiarities, you know.
We won't really go there politically.
No. We don't use that much heat in the winter because of all the hot air on the hill, and that's not far away from where I live, so... That's as political as I'm going to get. How's that?
That's great.
At any rate, we would love to have people call in and get joint readings. She's going to do readings. We have not done that before, and I was so delighted at your recommendation of that last week. And it made me feel real good. So you all can call in on 1-877-876-5227. And if you want to call in and get a reading, fine. Otherwise, she and I are going to chat and have fun and see what we can do to make life better. You know, things are not going quite as I planned, but I still have the feeling they're going to turn out well. And I have to tell you, I mentioned to you before, but one of my clients gave me a couple of books by Esther and Jerry Hicks on the Abraham readings. And I find them very, very interesting. They say when you're ready to move to the next stage, information comes to you in all sorts of ways. And in this instance, you know, I think I was ready to move on. I've already been doing some of the stuff and practicing it. But I'm also, as I say, my mother's from Missouri, so I'm going to wait and see how it really, really, really well works, okay?
All right.
But so far, it seems to be doing fine. And
Phyllis, I picked a card for you, and it's the Nine of Cups, which is the wish card.
Oh, boy!
The man is sitting at his chair, and all the cups are in line, and he's happy and smiling, so you're going to get your wish around this. This is a good book, a book that would be a great resource for people.
Okay, what does a book, the book that you are writing, or what?
No, what you were just mentioning, that the man...
Oh, that book.
The book about that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, fabulous. It's so amazing that I'm still learning that we can use the tarot cards to find whether or not something is a good book to read or not.
Well, sometimes it just gives us an affirmation of what we already know, what our knowingness tells us in our hearts. It's
right.
An affirmation. Yeah.
Right. And it's always about free will, too, isn't it?
Always free will. It's always choices that we have in this life. And now I picked the judgment card. So really it's about making judgments, trusting in divine guidance, and knowing that higher powers are with you in
yes,
making choices.
Yes, and that's a lot that I find that we're working with is trusting in the higher dimension. Yes, good afternoon. Welcome to the higher dimension. Who's calling?
Thank you.
Who's this?
My name is Annette.
Lynette?
Annette.
Annette. Beautiful
yes.
Name. I love Annette. Where are you calling from, Annette?
Yeah, I always think of myself named after the Musketeer and Esponicello.
Where are you calling from?
Washington.
State of Washington or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State.
Ah, okay. Well, what can we do for you today, ma'am?
Well, I'd like to just see what Maureen might have, whatever she sees for me currently. I don't have anything particularly pressing,
okay.
But whatever her insights are, that would be helpful.
Okay. You want to do that?
Yeah, the first card I got was Page of Swords, and that is to pay attention to all messages that come into you directly and indirectly. So indirectly would be pay attention to your dreams and insights, intuitive insights. But it says that this week you'll be paying attention to messages. Queen of Swords is the second card, and that's maybe you've got some healing abilities going on for you, as well as kind of stepping into your power in the world now coming up. And I got new love, new beginnings, Ace of Cups, and new energy, almost as if body, mind, and spirit are taking you now down this path of healing and new energies. Does that resonate at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I picked out the first card I got was the Chariot. That's a pretty interesting card, isn't it, Maureen?
Yes, you know, the Chariot in my card symbolizes that the helpers are there to help you move forward, the divine helpers on the other side, as well as those helpers here in this life. And it also could signify some travel coming up.
Really? Well, that would be lovely. Would you like to go traveling in that?
I sure would. I haven't been traveling for a very, very long time.
Oh, you have? Okay. You and me both, lady. I would love to do that.
And I've picked also the Queen of Cups, so there's some artistic abilities that you're going to be working with soon, and I really see that as a gift that you have that you'll be able to kind of rejuvenate soon.
Okay, in what I'm doing with the cards, the Chariot means you're moving onward and upward, and your body, mind, heart, and spirit are moving towards their highest possible attainment, and the challenge all possible ways to reach your ideal. Be at home wherever you go, and your security is within yourself. And become effortless in your movement by being centered on yourself. I also got the Equanimity card, which means being calm and centered within your being. Does that make sense?
What was it? Being calm and what?
Centered within yourself.
Oh, yes. That's what I've been focusing on.
I also got the Three of Wands, which in mine is the Compassion card, and shows the hand of Buddha. Remember to be compassionate with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Don't forget that you too need love and caring and taking care of. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. I also got the Two of Worlds, which means there's a slight delay. Might be around some money or what you were expecting to happen. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and then I have the Woman of Worlds, which is the Preserver, which is he cherishes life, and it's what makes the world go round. It means cherishing yourself and the new life that you carry within you, which is your spiritual life, and the new ways that you are moving into in your future. And then overall, I have Harmony, which is very, very good. It's a Two
very
of Wands.
Nice.
Again, a lot of it seems to deal with the inner you in it,
yes.
The spiritual you, and the way you are growing, which is a very, very positive sign.
And Annette, I got the Three of Cups and the Judgment. So right now you're beginning to celebrate your efforts of where you've gone so far, and it's time for you to enjoy the fruits of what you've done and the labors of what you've done, and Judgment. You're having a clarity about it, almost as if divine light now is really stepping forward to give you the awareness of you knowing that you can go with the flow at this time.
All
sounds
of this
pretty
resonates.
Good.
All
Pardon?
Of it resonates.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, dear.
I said all of it resonates, correct.
Excellent. Anything else I can help you with?
No, that was it. I'm really a happy camper.
That's a good thing.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too, dear heart. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Oh, this is so much fun. I just do so love this.
It's really fun to
it
see what
is,
the cards represent.
Pardon?
It's fun to see what the cards represent and how they're affirmed in people's paths.
Yes, and the thing is, it works from either way, and that's what I find interesting is that neither one of us contradicts the other. It's just a beautiful concert, which means we must be resonating on another level too, you know. Yes, welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, who's this?
My name is Reginald.
Frederick?
Reginald.
Reginald, okay.
Yeah.
All right, what can we do for you, sir?
Well, I just wanted to ask a question on what do you see on my spiritual path? Like, what do you see?
That's a real open one. What, could you be a little more specific on what you see? Okay,
like
what you're asking.
What gives? I mean, I was wondering, what gifts do you see me having, and how do you see me helping people, and how you see me helping
okay.
people.
Okay. Maureen, can you hear him better than I can?
I think he asked, how do we see you helping people, or how does the spirit see you helping people? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to pick three cards on your spiritual path. One is the Magician. It feels like you're really creating something new now. You may even have artistic abilities that some of your creative energy could go into that. Some of your intuitive and spiritual energy could go into creating what it is you want. Knight of Wands is growth and enterprise right next to that creative person, the Magician. It says you're figuring things out financially right now. That's putting enough money here and here, or trying to know that there's enough money to put here and here.
Uh-huh.
And it does say that there's another man we are waiting about. He's a country gentleman. He's kind to animals and children. I don't know if he has an opportunity for you, or it says there's waiting next to him. It says that you're having a judgment now, so it's almost as if you're putting your attention and direction to your higher source, whether that's God or whatever your higher source might be, and you're getting clarity around that or direction around that. Does that resonate at all?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'm getting. I am getting the first card I chose, the Nine of Wands, which for us is integrity. Maintain the highest integrity of that. Okay. And again, a little bit around the, there is a little bit of confusion at this point. Is that correct?
Yeah.
It's overloaded with stimulating ideas. And it's trying to get everything to organize. But from this confusion, you're going to get creative insights and take the points of view. Because out of this confusion, there is going to come clarity. And don't overthink things too much, because I get another card there. And that is the Fool Child, which means go and play and have fun. Enjoy it. I also get another one called Aspiration, the Four of Wands. Does that make sense? It points to success.
Uh-huh.
It points to following your highest ideals in order to do this. This is an upward movement, and you're trying to fulfill your highest ideals and highest potential. Liberate yourself in order to be free, to be all you can be, and reach out for your goals. Okay? And the last is a Child of Cups, which is feeling. And remember to keep your emotions alive and look at things with the wonder of a child. As though everything is an absolute wonder. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Both of these work for you?
Yeah, it does.
And I also chose that there's an offer. I think you also had the offer there, and I've got two cards on the offer. And I also get the Fear card next to working, so don't worry so much. You're trying to see the forest from the trees. You're also working with that creative energy, even though there's a lot coming at you. So just step forward into the world. Be accountable.
Yeah, and I have the Strength card, okay, which means, have the strength of a lion. Hold in there. Stand firm. It's going to turn out okay as long as you remain in integrity and true to your highest ideals and true to doing good work to help others. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
It says coming home to success next to any sadness that you might feel at this time.
Yes.
Yeah.
As long as you maintain this integrity, you will win. There's no question about it.
Okay.
None at all.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, that's basically... I might as well tell you now. I'm 19. I'm sort of young, but... I'm sort of on this spiritual journey, or I've been on it for a while at such a young age, and I'm sort of intuitive, and I can read people, and I was just wondering, like, am I going to be helping people with the gifts that I have? I was just wondering that, if I'm going to be able to help people with the gifts that I have.
You know, Regin, I picked the Knight of Swords. All you need to do is push forward and listen to that inner voice and trust that inner voice.
Yes.
Okay.
Step into the power, make some choices, but I also got the Star, which means continue to be lit in the white light or the guided light around this. So whatever your faith factor is, allow that to be part of your process if that helps you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Because you've got the Star, which is divine light, so keep this in the hope light, manifesting it in the world to bring good, the goodness, what is the highest good of the readings that you do, you know?
Mm-hmm. That again goes in with the aspirations, holding to your highest ideals, following them, and being true to yourself and to what is you know to be from within you, which is the highest good. Don't let other people persuade you different. If it doesn't feel right to you, don't do it. Okay?
Yeah.
Trust in yourself because you yourself know what is best for you.
I also got the Empress in the world, so make this about nurturing energy that is for the world in terms of the work that you do.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, that helps. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck on the path.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
You have a good day, dear.
You too.
Okay. That is wonderful, too. Sometimes it's nice if like a year or so from now we get people call back and tell us how things work out. I love follow-up.
That's great. And it's also great to hear about young people that are following that voice of their intuition and wanting to trust it and wanting to move forward with it and knowing that it was the right thing to do.
And it is. And you know what? Very often the young person is better equipped to know what is right and wrong than the older. Yes, good afternoon and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Nancy from Washington State.
Hi, Nancy from Washington State. You're a friend of Maureen's, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I remember. I got a good memory now and again.
You do.
How can we serve you today?
Well, I have a question concerning my healing and my spiritual path.
Okay. So what is exactly your question?
Am I going to be able to heal myself so that I can heal others?
Okay. Are you going to be able to heal yourself?
What I want to say off the top of my head is yes, of course.
Absolutely.
That's just not even opening a card.
I've got the Six of Pentacles. That means you're working on it. You're doing this and you're doing that in order to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Wheel of Fortune is next to that. You're taking good chances by working on this. Ace of Pentacles is you're actually being handed something from this. But I don't know why fear traps in there. Every once in a while, fear kind of traps in there for you.
You know what? Because she's not staying focused positively, okay? I want you, when you find yourself beginning to doubt, take the doubt and throw it out the door and slam the door shut, okay?
Okay.
Don't question that you are going to be doing this.
Okay.
Because every time you question, you break down the strength of following through. Every time you do that, you lower the chances of being successful, okay?
Okay.
And I have pulled the Ten of Worlds, the reward card, on one hand, and the other one, the fortune card, on the other. So what I'm saying to you is and the priestess. So what I'm saying to you, darling, is that you can do this. Just don't doubt it. It's the doubt that causes you to stumble and fall. Every time you get started with your good intentions and then you doubt it, your good intentions get sidetracked. It's the doubts that damn you, not anything else, okay?
Okay.
And don't doubt. And it's so hard for us. I know it is. I'm as human as you are. Jeez, I've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. You know? And that poor thing is so worn out, it needs really to be thrown away. You know?
And I picked the Eight of Pentacles and the Knight of Cups. So you're at that bench, you're working on things, and you're being that romantic dreamer of what it is that you truly would like. There's offers coming to you. The next card is Four of Cups, so there's an offer for you to really step into the power in this work. That's exciting.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and it can happen.
And I got the Page of Cups and the Magician. So I don't know if you'll be working with younger people or really that this work is about sweetnesses and messengers of love in the work that you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Good. And what was the second part of your question?
Well, it was mainly the spiritual journey of what I need to be doing right now.
Okay.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
The spiritual part of my journey, what is it that I should be concentrating on, or what is for my highest good to be working on?
And I picked the Empress, which is nurturing now. That includes nurturing yourself and nurturing others to be around nurturing energy. It's a choice, the Fool card. And Seven of Cups, just try to allow yourself to see it clearly. It says to get out into the world, move over troubled waters. There is great change around you. You're studying things. again, I picked this card of Messenger of Love. So there's something around the Messenger of Love in this work for you that that is about heartfelt journey.
Yeah, okay. I picked up the first card I got were the Lovers. Now realize, that's the integration not only of other two other people, but the integration of the male and female aspects of yourself. Learning to love all of yourself and accept you for who you really are. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Do not be critical. Accept who you really are for who you are. And that's a lot to try and ask of some people.
Uh-huh.
Because most people have a tendency to not to realize that they must nurture and love themselves and integrate their own aspects of male-female. The next one I got was, again, Buddhist compassion. Be doing so with love and compassion for yourself and for others. And that is a part of who you are as well. Learning compassion, that's a very important gift. But don't forget to include yourself in that compassion. Then I have the Seeker, which means it's the Child of Wands. And that means that you are looking for where you want to go and the answers to your questions and to do what you are supposed to do in your life. And that is a good one. And you will be successful at it. Then I got the Woman of Crystals, which is the Guardian, which is those who nurture are really guardians over those whom they nurture. It is, and that is the most precious gift of life, is nurturing, because a mother nurtures, you know, we all have to have nurturing. Mother Nature nurtures in her finest hour. All of this is very important to remember for yourself. And in that are the jewels, and which represent here the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's taking care of yourself, the planet Earth, and others. But don't forget, again, to take care of yourself. I also got the Emperor on top of that. And there, I don't know what this would mean exactly, but would there be a male involved in helping you in this some manner?
My husband.
Yes. Well, I see him also as a nurturer in some ways, because in this we see the eagle, which is a defender. Then we see the ram, which it signifies food and abundance. And we see hands planting a new tree, and we're seeing coins. So we're seeing a lot of support for the entire system here, body, mind, and spirit. Does that make sense?
It kind of does in a way.
Pardon?
It kind of does in a way. Right now, he's kind of, I feel he's blocking me.
He's blocking you.
Okay, what I have here is the Ace of Swords around the heartache. So it's like you're taking your sword out and cutting away what's not working, and you've got new growth at the top. So whether that's in your relationship and how you communicate around this, whatever it is, you have the power now to take your sword out and cut away what's not working in order to have new growth at the top. It says you have a judgment next to that and clarity, even though it feels like there's a lot coming at you. There's a choice you're going to make soon about seeing things clearly in the world. And in that choice, you've got great change, which is transformation, and you'll push forward. So those are the cards that I have.
Okay.
Yep.
And
again, I have aspiration chosen, which is, again, isn't that odd? And integrity. and fulfillment. That was the last card I pulled, fulfillment. The Nine of Cups. You make it. It works.
Okay. And I've got Knight of Swords just pushing through any difficulties that you have next to the difficulty card and protecting yourself, paying attention to your insights, your intuitions, your dreams, and making a choice soon about work and change in your life.
Awesome.
And remember, keep your eye on the ball. Remember, stay focused on the positive. Even if it doesn't look like it's manifested yet, know that anything that you have put out into the universe is going to manifest, so we should be very careful what we choose. So if you choose this healing, you will have it. No question about it. But put it out to the universe and let it stay there so it can manifest in your life.
I can do that.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So welcome.
Bless both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, this is so much fun.
It is fun.
I have a lot of fun with this, and it's amazing to me that it can be done. Again, I say that it's such a wonderful thing. I would like people to remember, though, that we create with our own lives. That's why we should think carefully on what we wish, because we'll bring it into our life. Yes, welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
My name is Brandy.
I'm sorry?
Brandy.
Brandy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, welcome. Where are you from, Brandy?
California.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
Welcome. Well, how may we serve you today?
I just wanted to know where my career was headed.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to pick three cards on your career. One is the Hermit. It's almost as if you're holding up that lantern now for the truth about what you want in your work and your career. And it says Ten of Wands. You no longer want to take on too much. You've been taking on a lot. Oh, I'll do this and I'll do that and yes, yes, yes. But you know what? It's too much of a burden for you. You want to change from that. It says Four of Wands. I don't know if that represents home or a home-based business or shifting to that. It can also represent a meeting sometimes. And then the next card says Two of Pentacles. So I think it's probably a home-based business maybe you ideally would like to do or something around that. And then it says Two of Pentacles, trying to juggle two things at once. It says the King of Cups is near you. And now he loves the arts and the music, or is connected to that arts and music. And I don't know what the sadness is around that, but there's new love, new beginnings, new hope heading your way. And I get that emotional card again. And some messages coming in. Pay attention to messages. You at the bench working away. So I do see a shift, but I do see you taking your sword out like the last person, Ace of Swords, and cutting away what's not working and moving on with new growth at the top.
Okay. I have a business, and I was wanting to sell it. Is that going to sell, or?
I think a bakery, and you want to sell it? Is that what you said?
I have a business that I'm trying to sell.
Okay. The first thing I got for you was the Tower, which means a change. Okay. So I'm guessing that, yes, you are.
And I got the Three of Pentacles and the Six of Wands, and those are papers or business, and the next card is coming home to success. So I believe that you'll be able to sell it. I'd like to get the Ace card. It does say a friend is around this business. Are you in a partnership in the business
yes,
or not?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and so it kind of depends on that partnership, and there's a little bit of a competition around that, but there is change next to that.
Yeah, I see the change,
yeah.
And remembering that change can be for the very good, and this is what you want. Then I have the Inventor, because using your mind, looking forward to it, okay, looking forward, using new unique ways, using your mind to bring in new ideas on this and how to sell it or move ahead. Then I got the Hierophant, which is the Law of Mastery, and it's full enlightenment, and you've mastered a light a lot, and you have a lot to do to help others, to teach others, okay?
Okay, well, I also, what I'm doing is I have it's an invention in the works right now. Is that going to go anywhere, or?
Mm-hmm. Well, I see, what as I said, I see that the Hierophant is that that you already are enlightened. I see also balance, that you've got to maintain balance in your life. And then the Three of World, which is nurturing. You've got to take care of yourself, too. And then the Sage of Worlds, which means you have the wisdom to make it in a new business. There are coins here. I see the Wheel. I see working with hands. I see prosperity, the stars in it. This is all very positive that the new one will work out as well.
I also see that first you got to put this other thing to rest.
Four swords,
you got to put it to rest. Then I've got the Chariot and Page of Pentacles. That means you just really need to run the numbers around this invention or whatever it is. And it said whatever delay you've had, I don't know, it says the Child card or the Sun card, or sometimes there's delays around that.
Mm-hmm.
There's energy that you need to trust in this and walk away from not being able to trust in the fact that you could maybe do it. That could partly be the trust. And to dissolve around the fear and really knowing that it could step forward, help other people, whatever that invention might be, or thing that it is that you're moving into. So there's a trust issue going on here, but I think you need to separate yourself from the other business to make it happen.
And yeah, so that's what I'm afraid of, is just to walk away from it, because I've had it for 23 years.
Mm-hmm. this says Page of Pentacles, just run those numbers over and over, and, you know, that's common advice, of course, but that's also the card that's affirming that.
So once
if there's Three of Cups, you could do it.
So once I walk away from that, then I'm afraid I don't have no income.
Well, Page of Pentacles, you need to run your numbers, study your numbers of what it is that you would need to create to have in your pocket before you walk away. You know?
And then, trust that if this is what you are supposed to be doing and you feel it with all of your heart, that the way will be made easy for you. It's your fear that's holding you back.
It's the fear
that's keeping you from selling the business.
So that's what I was wondering, because I had it sold and I backed off from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'm making all this like not happen or because I'm afraid.
Well, just keep dissolving around the fear and trusting and knowingness. Allow your knowingness to be clear about this product. Three of Cups, it says, go with the flow, listen to your intuition, nurture yourself now in this offer. You just need to cut away something about financially so you know that you'll feel secure in it. Maybe you need to have X amount of dollars in the bank before you walk.
And then there's a choice.
There's a businessman to kind of help you make a choice. It says you're prepared to handle the change and you will do it.
So is it
step
just
into
gonna...
the Queen of Cups, which is poetic, dreamy, attached to imagination, artistic.
So is it just going to, like, fall into my lap? Because I really don't know how to go without doing anything. And I thought, well, because I was thinking, could my husband support us? And that's my main, you know, I worry if he could support us. And is this just going to fall in my lap? Because I don't even know how it's going to happen.
Okay, well, my cards represent the following. Really listen to your intuition. And listening to your intuition, you also have the practical. I don't know about your area, but in this area, they have the Small Business Association that you can step in and talk to people about how you market a product or how you do this or how you do that, and they give you that support. Then you have new beginnings, new hope, waiting in the star. So I see a lot of good light around this shift. You just need to cut away the fear, Ace of Swords.
And it is your fear that's holding you back. Understand, the only thing that's holding you back is you.
I think I have a lot of fear in life.
Well, many of us, you know, take one to know one.
Yes.
Many of us carry that with us, but you know what? Just by the knowingness of support, of moving forward, you know, you can do it. You've done it in the past. You can do it in the future.
Right.
And what's the biggest risk? So you fail. Oh, well, you know.
Well, I worry about losing my house and everything. That's my fear, because I'm raising a son and... So I think, I don't want to see us out in the street.
Well, again, we have to say that the greatest thing that holds us back is ourselves. The only guarantee you have is you. If you trust in who you are and what you have accomplished in the past, then there is nothing to fear, is there?
That's true.
Because it's the same person who started this other business that is starting a new business, which is you.
Now, is my partner, because it's my mom, and she's kind of really, she's not, I feel like I've done most of it.
Right.
Most of everything in my business now.
Yes,
and
I understand.
She's not really.
So I need to let you know that I pulled this card again three times, Page of Pentacles. Just run the numbers, run the numbers, run the numbers. And then I got the Chariot in waiting. You're going to put the other thing to rest. And also this sort of sneakiness that you feel. I don't know if you're feeling like you're sneaking behind somebody's back on it, but it says dissolve around that fear, trust. You've got new beginnings, new hope coming in, and the High Priestess is right. That's you listening to your gut. You will walk away, you will cut away, and it's the star next to it, so it's really good light. It's just a matter of trusting.
Yes.
So just trust that it's all going to work out.
Yes.
Right, but run the numbers, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Take that first step. It'll be a freeing one, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, now.
Okay,
bye-bye,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that was lovely. I also know the Small Business Administration has incubator programs for businesses, and that's a good thing to look into because you do get some support and counseling through the SBA, and you can look in to the small business association. You can look them up on the website and find out what is one near you.
Yeah, what's available near you.
Yes.
So helpful.
It is. It's a very good thing. Okay? And they're very, very helpful. But again, the most important thing is if you trust yourself and what you've done, and if she's run a business for that many years, she can certainly continue on and make hay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She can be successful again. And I do understand about the concern and the mom and the whole nine yards, because that sounds like a little bit of a replay of my past. But you know what? You do go on and become successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about, loving and honoring yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this is fabulous, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad that you are calling in, and we're looking forward to getting more phone calls. And this is just... this is like eating candy for me, and you know what? It's not fattening. I can do as much as I want. Not a pound will I gain. Yay, yay, yay.
There we go.
the positive aspects are very, very difficult for each one of us to grasp. But I have to say that Maureen and I, you know, have been around the block, so we know a few things. Welcome to the Higher Dimension. Who's calling?
This is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
How can we help you, and where are you from?
I'm from Mississippi.
Mississippi. Oh, I did hear that southern lilt there.
Oh, Diane, can you talk some more?
Yeah.
What can we do for you? I've got a lot of stuff going on. I guess one of the biggest ones is, how can I overcome the, some bitterness revolving around my sister's death towards other family members?
I didn't catch that. Could you repeat that for me?
How and when, if I'm going to be able to overcome bitterness revolving around my twin's death, towards
death?
Other family members.
Okay.
So the cards that I picked was Four of Wands, and that's like, it's like a coming together at home, despite the sadness, which is the next card, which is Nine of Swords. Time, getting over troubled waters, it says. Time heals. And the wish is next to that. This kind of got the chills on it, Diane. It's almost as if time heals, getting over troubled waters, and Nine of Cups. And it says you've been carrying a great burden in this Ten of Wands, but the helpers are there. Call on your sister on the other side if that's appropriate, if you think, and ask her, you know, just because they're not here in body, they're with us in spirit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's almost as if the other side could help in this matter as well. I don't know if there's other relatives over there that you could call on, but there was a friend in this, and she could still be a friend in this. Seven of Cups, it's just that they don't see something clearly, those around you. If you pay attention to messages, you will receive messages. It says it right here in my cards, from this messenger of love to help you with this matter.
Okay.
Was there a financial thing connected to this as well? Not really? Because I'm getting...
Well, not really. There was some, but, you know, not really.
Not too much. Because I am getting the Knight of Pentacles in a couple, and that sometimes reflects a tax guy or an accountant or... the foundation of the family, and I don't know what that's getting in the way or why that's getting in the way.
Well, yeah, I guess there was a lot of financial, because I had to spend a lot of money flying back and forth to Utah to care for.
But it says in that Page of Pentacles, studying the money thing, the star is next to it. It's like, you know, she's in the divine light now, and you're also surrounded by hope, faith, and light around this matter. Of them dissolving around the bitterness. It's just trying to let go of the resentment. That's the key. Eight of Wands is near you, and hope, faith, and light, and the sun, that's the messenger of love. The truth is that you hold the truth in this. Go with the flow and nurture yourself. That's the Empress.
Yeah, I got a nurturing card, too.
And I also got the Magician, which is put it in creative work now. Maybe you write, or you paint, or you have a beautiful garden, but something where you can turn this into the beauty. And try to let go of the resentment or the bitter, you know.
Yeah, I try to do that, but I get stuck. As soon as I walk in my house, I just become paralyzed.
You become paralyzed?
Yeah, as far as, you know, anything. Whether it's yard work, housework, laundry.
It sounds like grief to me.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like grief, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been able to get away and take a brief vacation?
It was more of a, I went to Japan to visit my son.
Okay.
For 3 weeks, but that, you know, that it was a lot of go, go, go stuff. It wasn't a whole lot of downtime.
Right.
Do you think that sometimes you're the sponge for everybody else's?
I do absorb.
Okay, so
very empathic.
You really want to do some things to dissolve around holding on, whether it be hot baths with the salts, you know, the Epsom salts, whether it be getting a massage so you're getting it worked out of you on the cellular level. That'll maybe help you get past this point of feeling like you're the sponge and you can only go so far and then you take on everybody else's. There's a way that you can kind of put up a screen so that you're not taking on other people's energies around this family thing. But, you know, there's a period of time that happens. How long has this been?
2 years.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty recent. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and what about, I'm also having a lot of stuff going on here at work as far as, I guess, trying to be a little controlling to make sure a procedure is followed and being frustrated when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I should be isolating myself from that, but it's hard to sit back and witness.
Yeah, I do pick up some cards about some people you can't trust there, but it's like you know who they are, so I say stay clear of them or stand up and, you know, allow the truth to be known if that's the case. Ooh, I'm getting it again, Five of Swords.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a feeling of not being able to trust the situation. So I don't know if it's you not being able to trust yourself in there or if it's or energies around you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's energies around you. It says to focus on the sun, which is like being the light around friends. And it says you've got mixed emotions about this work thing, but you'll be getting over troubled waters, figuring things out. There's a change coming around power and authority. So I don't know if that has to do with work or what. I don't know, Phyllis, what do you pick up on that?
Well, I haven't been able to hear very much of what the issue is, so I'm kind of in the dark. I've gotten some cards like nurturing. I have a commencement here, a Four of Worlds, a beginning. But I also have a bit of a what's called a disappointment in something that is around you. But the thing is, a disappointment is simply an appointment that has been missed. And it can always be changed. I do see change coming for you. And I also pick up that you shouldn't sacrifice yourself so much for others. That you could be too self-sacrificing. And that could be it taking on too much of what other people do. You don't need to sacrifice yourself, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I've also picked up the patience card, both waiting and the temperance card. So just be patient now.
Yeah.
Cut away what's not working. Document what it is that you need to document at work that's not working. And it says you'll walk away from that old way of being, offering sweetnesses to others, taking chances, having strength. You're going to move through this, okay?
Yeah. It takes a while, and sometimes it's not really as quickly as we'd like it to be, you know? It just depends on your own emotional involvement. And are you getting the nurturing from close family members that you need on this one?
Zero.
Pardon?
No, zero.
She's not.
Zero.
Zero. Oh, sweetie.
I'd go out and find myself new relatives. I'm sorry. I understand. It's very hard. I understand with great compassion here that people are not providing you the support that you need.
I want you to know that I picked the High Priestess and the Star.
Mm-hmm.
So your gut is telling you the truth now of hope, faith, and light, guide light. I don't know if you have a faith factor, but continue to put your, you know, prayers and focus into your faith factor because you've got the hope, faith, and light card, the beauty card right next to you. It's about a choice. It's almost as if you could keep stepping into the beauty, which is the flowers or whatever it is that grounds you in the earth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It would really help you now. It says growth and enterprise. I'd like to give you my email address, which is my contact information, and it's T-A-R-O-T, tarotsun, S-U-N, @yahoo.com. And I'd be happy to, you know, talk to you further about some ideas that I might have that would help you on this path.
Okay.
Now, I think that would be a good idea, too, my dear. What I'm also picking up, not from the card so much as what I'm picking up, is that your grief and the situation is interfering in a way with your receiving what you want to from the other side, the support and the love that is available for you, that you are feeling a little bit, your grief is such that it's cutting you off from accepting the consolation that is there. As soon as you release the emotion a little bit, it's going to become stronger for you. My feeling is also, it's important for you to pay attention to your dreams, please, because there have been attempts to reach you in your dream time, and you forget it when you wake up. There are times when you wake up and you feel that someone has been trying to talk to you, or you've been feeling some comfort. Is there not?
Are you with us?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Were you able to hear her?
No, I missed that last. I missed the question.
Okay, well, what she was saying was, are you getting messages in your dreams from your loved ones on the other side?
Sometimes Debbie does come through, and we have some interaction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pay more attention to that, because they are trying to reach you and let you know that they're there to help you. Okay?
Okay.
They are, and I would keep a book beside my bed, and if wake up, you know, jot down a note or just a word or two and see if you can't remember it more in the morning, because there is comfort for you. You're not in this alone, is what I'm trying to say. But your own sense at this point is so strong that it's blocking their ability to reach you and give you the comfort that you seek. Okay?
Okay.
But you do have support, and you have a lot of spiritual support, and it can be more of a on a physical level in another little bit of time, I'm thinking.
I want you to know that I asked the cards if your sister had a message for you, and the card that I picked out was the Star. It's the highest card in the deck. Your sister is in the light, in the beauty, and in the grace.
Yes.
So trust that now, that you can radiate that now in your life, is what she would want. Do you love music? Do you like to have music on?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay, so I want you to put that music on, because I picked the King of Cups, and he's a music guy, and he's not literally a music man, but it says put on music that shifts your vibration when you're feeling that heaviness and that grief, because it will really bring the joy that that you're seeking now to kind of come forward out of the grief. There's an offer to you now to make a shift, and I know you can do it.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I agree with the music. The music is one of the most healing pieces that you can have in your life. Classical music or other music that you would have. And I think you will get comfort from that. Okay? And it is something that you should have, because it does help dissolve tears.
I also have this beautiful bouquet in front of me from the little farmer's market that we have on Saturdays. And it has white in it and lavender and some soft pink. And I can just look at that and feel the beauty and bring that in. And
mm-hmm.
I think that would help you to put fresh flowers around you. Keep it there. Keep that scent, that fragrance, that attachment to your senses. Because that would help you right now.
Do you have a garden?
Kind of, sort of.
Well, you know, one of the things that I personally have found and is that when I was in grieving so very, very much, just buying some plants, some flowers, even a window box or a pot,
mm-hmm.
and planting something and watching it grow and tending it helped me a great deal.
Yeah, and you know, I've planted a lot this year, and so far as what's happened is they're drying up and I'm not tending to them. So
it's like tending to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need to tend to yourself too, darling. And as you tend to them, I think the grief that you feel is going to sort of seep away. The earth has a way of helping to drain pain and sorrow out of us. Give Mother Earth a chance to help you outside, okay?
Okay, I will.
And as they come back, as these flowers come back, I think your own inner life is coming back. And as she said, your sister is okay, honey. She's not suffering anymore. But I'll tell you what, she is suffering because of your sorrow. And she would really like you to open up more so she can comfort you. And I think that as you do that, you're going to get little signs from her. It's not going to be a 2x4 over the head or anything, okay?
That would get my attention.
I sure would, but it also give you a headache. And I don't think that's the intent.
So I got that offer card again, and next to the offer is the star that holds the highest light for you right now. So your sister wants that for you, and you can be it. You can radiate it.
Yes, and you can have this comfort come through to you, because on the other side, honey, it's just a matter of stepping through like a doorway. She is with you, and she still loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and don't you ever doubt that. And I do know what it's like to leave someone who is so very dear and close to you. And I know the ache that it can have, and I understand that people don't seem to understand that sorrow can go along for a while and feel as though you've lost a part of your own being.
And yet all it is a physical. They are with us in the spiritual. And and it's just amazing. Once you open up to the signs, you'll have signs that she's right there with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's there.
In there.
Okay.
Well, bless you, my dear. Okay?
Okay. Thank y'all.
Feel free to call back again and let us know what happens.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it's joy to my heart, and it's also sorrow, because I know what it's like to lose someone you love so very much.
Right.
But
you know, as I say, I know that this might seem a little bit harsh to say that, but you know, dead people don't hang out at the cemetery. You know, they're
That's true. They are not waiting for us to come with flowers. They're around us, and they've got things to do.
Right.
And they really want us to rejoice and come alive again. Look, do me a favor, darling. Mm-hmm. Give your information, contact information. The hour is going by so fast.
So my contact information is tarot, T-A-R-O-T, sun, S-U-N, at yahoo, yahoo.com.
Excellent.
Yes.
And, of course, you can reach me through bbsradio.com, or you can call me at Psychic Worlds, that's capital P, S-Y-C-H-I-C-S, World, capital W-O-R-L-D-S, 4, at AOL.com. Or you can call me at area code 202-387-2080. That is my office number, and I'm available for consultations. And let's see if we can handle one more person before the gong hits. But if not, we can chat. One of the things that we find most difficult to do is to shift away from our terrible sense of loss. And while I can understand that, we haven't lost them. They've just gone into a new beginning and a new life that we will join them in one day before very, very long.
And they do say that grief is the biggest teacher, the highest teacher that there is.
Well, yeah, I must have a PhD in that case.
Yeah, guides us. Well, it helps you to be compassionate to others. You know,
yeah, it is. It is. I do understand that, and it, especially when someone is that close to us, you know, for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there's time for lessons, and there's time to grow. And this is also a time for letting other people know that you can move on with your life, because there are still things for her to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nurturing her flowers and plants is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand that. I can understand that feeling of emptiness and sorrow, but taking a deep breath and moving forward, the sun does shine, and eventually this will pass.
Mm-hmm.
One day she'll wake up, and it'll be better. It'll
mm-hmm.
be measurably better.
Mm-hmm.
And once she's aware that we've got all of this ahead of us, the greatness to move forward and continue on in life, because our job is to continue to live and to be happy. Our job is to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to do that, you know. We're supposed to be happy. And when we don't fulfill our job, we just feel worse and worse. But I'm ready to go out and do my job, actually, by being as happy as I can be.
And the sun's coming out here, so that makes us really happy.
That's wonderful.
Just as our show closes here, the light is coming in.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That is really nice.
Yeah. I like it also as an affirmation that the work that we're doing and talking to people is a good gift to give. And it's nothing like sharing the gifts that we receive and helping other people to move forward into their own light and hope and joy and peace. And that, to me, is extremely important.
Mm.
I don't know what I'd do if I had to sit home and not be able to share and give. But at any rate, I do know you have some good giving coming up, and you have a lovely trip coming up. And my feeling is you're going to have a wonderful time on that trip.
Oh, thank you. I'm going back to family in the Midwest. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, I know. I know. It's fun sometimes. I wish I had more of a family that I could go to, but I was an only child. So it makes it difficult to dig up family members.
Yeah,
but
it really does.
I have beloved friends, and I get to visit them, and they come and visit me. So that's another point.
That is family, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, it's a family. What is it? Somebody said we can't choose our families because we get born into them, but we can't choose our friends. So I have some spectacular friendships in my life that are just absolutely wonderful.
That's great. So many blessings.
Well, one of them are you. You're one of my friends.
Thank you, and you're one of my friends, too.
Thank you. And I guess we aren't going to get anybody else at this time. We just have a few more minutes, so is there any kind of a reading you want to do for yourself or I can do for you at this time, anything like that?
How about picking a card for me for my awareness this week? That'd be great.
Your awareness this week? Oh, I got the Empress.
Nurturing, huh?
Yes. That's it. Nurturing. Take care of yourself. Have fun. Lift. And there's the stars. And then there is also, we got sharing yourself with others and strength. Carry on with strength and move forward. You've got all it takes to get ahead, young lady. And I got the star. Your wish. Whoa.
And that's so funny because guess what I picked for you?
What?
A star. It came right out of the deck, and that's hope, faith, and light all with you. So.
Oh, well, that's going to be my week, and that's going to be your week.
And you know it's the naked lady by the water, so be careful.
It's all right. I'm not going to get pregnant. If I did, you know, I'll share the story rights with you. How's that?
Oh, that's great.
Well, the star, oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we both picked a star, so that's a great sign.
And, well, you know, we do very well. We'll have to do this another time because it seems a lot of people really enjoy this. And maybe we can do it sometime next month if you're willing.
I look forward to that. I really look forward to that.
Okay, and I got the star again. I don't know why. And behind that's a chariot. So you're going to have a good trip. You're going to enjoy yourself and enjoy your family. And your daughter's going to get better, too.
Thank you.
And I wrote you and said that I have a recipe for my dad's famous chicken noodle soup. It raises the dead. So if you want me to send it to you, I will.
Send it on.
It's good, too.
Great.
Other than that, we seem to be doing fairly well. Anything else that we need to know about today? Other than I wish everybody who's listening to us well, and I do thank them all for the courtesy of tuning in. It's such a joy to have you. I have a lot of fun with this show, which is brought to us courtesy of BBS Radio. They are my sponsors, and I'm so grateful to Don and all the others who do such a wonderful job.
Thanks to the engineer, and that's Don.
Oh, yes, yes. And, you know, they deserve all the success and good luck, and I think that they're going to have that. And, why don't we choose a card for him for the week?
And the card for him for the week
is
the chariot. He's going to be traveling. That's a good card.
He is. Okay.
Maybe he's getting on his bicycle, but he's traveling.
I have achiever. Whatever it is, he's going to achieve it. He's going to win. So that makes it a special week for everyone here. And we do appreciate so much all of you tuning in again, as I say. And we wish you a wonderful, wonderful week. And I do think we need to round it up down because I'm beginning to hear whispers in my ear that says he's coming on shortly. Thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank you, Phyllis. What a gift it is to share with your audience, so I appreciate that.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun, and I'll have one word that next weekend we're going to have Nancy Barrick, and she is a wonderful person. She's a hypnotherapist and does hypnobirthing, et cetera, so we're going to have a lot of fun with that. I wish you all the best of luck, and you have a great week. I'll talk to you later, Maureen.
Take care. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.